Dear friends, we know that today it's World Communion Sunday, and it is always celebrated all over the world these days. It used to be restricted, but now all over the world, all the congregations, they have made it a very important part of their yearly liturgy. And when the day comes, it's for everyone, rich, poor congregation, affluent, weak, and then all those who have been marginalized, who are oppressed, persecuted. But nevertheless, this day brings a joyful hope that we are not alone. We are all one in Christ. And that is the beauty of this day. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ went very far when talking about unity. And he gave us a metaphor that you might all remember and well aware of. He said that I am the true vine and you are the branches. And if you remain connected with me, then you will certainly bear fruit, fruit abundant. And that's what it is, 30%, 60%, 100%. And Apostle Paul, who's my role model after Jesus Christ, and he went a little further. He said that the church at large is the body of Christ, and we are all different organs. And it is not that one is superior to another. No, we are all one. We are all equals, and we are doing our particular jobs that has been designated to us. For instance, in a body, human body, we have heart, we have brain, we have other respiratory systems, a lot many systems. But then they all do something in unity, and that, according to my understanding, is complementarity. They complement each other. And that is the reason our heart gets, you know, oxygenated blood, and that drains to all parts of the body. So this is something that Apostle Paul went on to suggest. Brothers and sisters, we know that God created everything and everything good. And then something happened. And that was something that in God's foreknowledge, he would have fathomed it. He knew it already. That is the reason when we talk of salvation, it is not something which is an afterthought. Please remember this thing. It's not that after the sin, God made the plan of salvation. No. It was already there. It was already there. Because in his foreknowledge, he had already designed the salvation process. And thanks be to God and the wisdom that he bestowed upon us through him and through the Holy Spirit, that we certainly believe and we praise God for the reconciliation. We were reconciled, not because of any of other qualities or characteristics, no. It's because he chose. He chose each one of us. And there is no whatsoever, any ambiguity whatsoever. So we are thankful to the Lord that he did so many good things for us. And yes, The salvation is cosmopolitan. It's not restricted to one person, one ethnicity, one color, caste, or one denomination. It's for everyone. And everyone is included in God's plan of salvation. Brothers and sisters, John saw something very spectacular. I'm talking about Apostle John. Don't get it confused with John the Baptist. Now he said that he, in a vision, he saw that there are lampstands and there is one, a human-like person who was in the midst and he was taking care of all those lampstands. And those lampstands, mind you, with the churches, the seven churches at that time, to which Apostle John had been a bishop before he was exiled. So he saw that this human being is doing something good to all these. He's taking care of them. He's taking care of all the strengths. He's taking care of all the weaknesses. He's taking care of all the needs. And that is the reason that he is incessantly in touch with the affairs of the church and the people of the church. Yes, this relationship is very, very intimate. And on the day of this great celebration and the table to which God has called us himself, it's not somebody who has called us. It's God who has called us to partake this table that is his table. The only thing is that what does he needs from us? He needs from us to be united with him. Absolutely. Without any apprehension, without any fear, without any alarming, nothing of the sort, because this is his table. And when he invites us, he's very open with that this is the righteousness that is God's righteousness bestowed upon us through Jesus Christ, and for that reason, we are entitled to come and partake this table. Brothers and sisters, yes, it's a very, very intimate kind of relationship. And we got to know about it. Let me give you, since I had been a physician in my, first career. But anyway, let me give you that. And I just would like to expound and try to make and understand how intimate that relationship could be. For instance, if at all somebody had an accident and he or she is, anyone has in need of blood transfusion, what will happen? The blood transfusion is inevitable. It has to be there. Then the donor will come into play. And after having seen all the details of transfusion, the transfusion will be administered. Now, that blood of the donor and the receiver, that becomes one. One. See? It becomes part of that body and circulates like that from tip to toe. Similarly, I give you another example. These days, we have organ transplants, right? Say, somebody needs this liver transplant because the liver is not functioning in his body and is liable to die. He will get that, but again, after all the details, overcoming them, then that liver which did not belong to that body will be transplanted. And then what will happen? That becomes part of that body. See? Lifesaver thing. Similarly, this is what intimate relationship that Jesus Christ is asking us to offer him. Nothing less and nothing more. The rest he is there to do for us. The only thing is how intimate we are with him. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm really blessed to have here in this great congregation, and of course, I know that God is there to bless each one of us today as we partake his table. And this is a day of great celebration, and I will certainly not deprive you of that great vision again that John saw in chapter 7 of Revelation. He saw something very, very spectacular. He saw a limited number of people from the all 12 tribes of Israel. A limited number. When it says that it's 12,000, it means it's limited, right? But to his utter surprise, when he saw something happening around him, he was really blessed to have that sight. And what was that? All the nations, all the peoples of the world, all ethnicities, all caste, creed, color, anything, they were all gathered there, praising the Lord at the top of their voices. And I'm thankful to him, you know. I can speak at my top of the voice too, you know, at this particular moment. This is the blessing. There had been no limit. It was a limitless, infinite, infinite kind of multitude. And that was all God's people. And they were all praising and joyfully praising him. This is what we are going to do today. And this is what Jesus Christ, who is a master, who is our role model, who is our Lord, and who is our everything, asks from us. And God bless you all.